Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on where you are in time and space. Welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast. My name is Chuck, and today we're going to talk about a little interesting question or topic that I actually had a video pop up in my feed, and it was about asking the question, should you or could you or is it a good idea to antagonize your own protection dog? I was actually quite shocked by the answer given in the video, and think to myself, wow, man, is there any liability if somebody at some point gets hurt listening to such insane advice? So first of all, let's maybe define our terms. What do I mean by antagonizing? Because some people might consider playing tug with a dog, antagonizing the dog. And that's not what I mean by antagonizing a protection dog. Antagonizing a protection dog is to fuck with a dog and get it pissed off. That's what antagonization is, to get this dog into defensive drive and to bring it to a state of rage if you know, want a really high-level dog. You know, it all depends how far you want to go with your dog. But so what the real question you're asking yourself is, should I enrage my own dog? Rather than saying agitate, enrage. Should I enrage my own dog? You would think that that would be pretty self-explanatory and very clear that the answer to that is no. Why would you do that? You know, why would you, you know, enrage your own child or something? You know what I mean? Provoke them. until they're enraged at you. What would that do to the relationship? Well, the same thing with a dog. Also, you know, Gypsy was real strict on not playing tug with a dog. And I generally agree with that as well. Although I will, with a spring pole, play a little tug, and it depends on the dog. But generally, that's a real good practice for any type of dog that you're going to do protection work. So here we have Gypsy Stratton on one hand saying, you know, don't even play tug with your dog, which is probably closer to the truth than, and I'll go ahead and say his name, Hans from Alpine 9, who I agree with a lot of things, and I was just really amazed that he was telling people that it's okay to antagonize their own dog, that he's done it. And I'm not saying you can't do it. You can do a lot of things in this world. My question is this a good idea? Is this the best practice? Now, the reason given for it is that it's hard to come up with agitators and that they can be expensive, right? And I absolutely agree with that. And as you guys know, in the member area, I have examples and ways that I suggest that you can get agitators. As a matter of fact, I'm going through a new crop of agitators right now. You'd be surprised. I just put a little announcement out into the neighborhood, and I have three people that are willing to agitate the dogs. And David, a gentleman, did it this weekend. As a matter of fact, the photo thumbnail that you see on this post is from that agitation session. That's Trudy that you see there. Very, very serious. So there are ways you can get agitators. Now, are you going to be able to find somebody to do high-level flesh work with a dog? Probably not, right? That's a whole different level. Very few people do skin work to begin with. There's only a handful of people in the country that even work a dog that way. Most people are just doing bite work on a sleeve and things like that. So there are a lot of different ways that you can come up with agitators, especially for auto protection and things like that, that Hans hasn't thought about, you know. Like I say, I if there's people signing, Walmart's a great place to train a dog. A lot of times there's people out signing in front of the dog. Come on, Trudy, outside. And I oftentimes will say, hey, man, I'm trying to teach handling skills on my protection dog. I'll give you $5 or $10 or whatever it is to come up and talk to me in through the window. And, you know, I tell them what I'm doing, and there's a way, right? Like I said, I just put a little blast out here, announcement in my little neighborhood out in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and have people interested and people that have followed through. As a matter of fact, this guy that did it on Saturday with me, real sharp, did everything right. Because I've talked about, you know, finding a good agitator can be very difficult. There's no doubt about it, but it can be done. So to substitute that, agitating your own dog is just not really an option. I mean, you're free to do whatever you want. Your mileage may vary, but I am not enraging any of my dogs. There's just no way I would ever do that. So that's what I mean by agitation. So it's not just, you know, playing tug or having a dog bite a sleeve. And I don't recommend, you know, I've even seen Lee Robinson have his own dogs bite him on a sleeve. Incredible stuff, man. I'll pass on that. You guys can do what you want. My two cents is on that particular topic is my common sense and logic tells me that just right off, no, that's really a bad idea. And people are free to argue otherwise and do what they want to do. But with the seriousness and tenacity that I have in my dogs, I never want them acting that way towards me. How does that even be, how is that even conducive to being a pack leader, you know? What's going to stop your dog when it gets older from attacking you since you've told him it's okay to attack you? It makes no sense on any level, and I was just really amazed that Hans was actually advising people that, yeah, you know, that's a good thing. Stony Dennis, the same thing. Although Stony Dennis was doing it in prey drive, more of a tug game, right? So I want to really distinguish, but, you know, when we say agitate a dog, I'm talking about pissing off a dog. That's what an agitator is. He's not a helper. He's not a decoy, you know, a crash dummy. A decoy is a crash dummy where you send your Malinois running across the field to smash into it and bite it, right? Chase, apprehend, detain stuff, sports stuff. That's not what we're talking about here. So when I say agitation, I mean you're in like Kohler method agitation where you're enraging a dog. And I just, I wouldn't do that. What do you think? Leave your comments below. Do you think that's a good idea? Why is it a good idea? Why would you do that? Because agitators are around. You can, you know, Rick was an agitator for me for a couple years, you know. And I've had good ones and bad ones, and I've had them come and go. But there's no way I'm going to get in front of my dog and destroy the relationship by antagonizing it and getting it enraged at me. You know, that's the most, just to destroy the relationship outside of all the safety issues with that. You know, why ruin the relationship with your dog? And that's what I think you'll do if you do that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's the problem with a lot of, you know, so-called experts on YouTube. Really mind-blowing stuff sometimes. So your thoughts on that are welcome. But over here, man, we are not enraging our own dogs. Absolutely not.